Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Productive Popcorn Binge Watching for Busy Professionals. This week's episode is all about zombies because it's all about Army of the Dead. Since the last weekend, all I can hear about in my newsfeed is Army of the Dead. And stay tuned. And if you're new to this page, my name is Irene Chan. I'm a freelance copywriter, multimedia producer. I produce things like this one, and I'm also a mom of two. And as you can see, I'm a movie buff. So the question is always like, how do you get everything done, but also watch the movies and TV series that you love? And the secret is just being productive, and that you can be productive and also watch all the movies that you like. That's why I created this show, Productive Popcorn. So for all the people that want to watch all of the movies that they like, but still want to be productive, so you don't have to be guilty, that's okay. Just stay productive, and you can binge watch over the weekend or even after you're working during work nights. All right. So, okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start a lightning round. So the lightning round is I'm going to go over all of my recommendations so that if you still have work to do this Friday night, you can leave after the lightning round. I will go over the recommendations and also productivity tip of the week, and you can leave the stream. But if you still want to hang out with me, we're going to talk more about Army of the Dead, all of the other zombie movies that you can watch on Netflix, and other all-time favorites. So, deal? Let's start with the lightning round. All right. First up is, of course, actually, of course, the first one is the Army of the Dead. So, no spoilers, but is Army of the Dead worth watching? I'm going to say yes. The answer is yes. It is worth watching. It's entertaining enough and has scenes that will put you at the edge of your seat. So if you're a zombie fan, you should definitely sit through this 2-hour long movie. Yes, it's 2 hours plus. Of course, it's Zack Snyder, so he will take all the time he needs to tell his story. So it was actually a challenge for us because Carl and I, my husband is Carl, we actually have two kids, so it's very challenging to watch it in one sitting, but we finished watching it over the weekend last week. So I think if you're a zombie fan, you should not miss this film just because it's kind of a major zombie film that came out this year from a major zombie director. Zack Snyder also directed Dawn of the Dead. So yeah, so it's definitely worth watching. However, it's nothing special or groundbreaking of the genre, I think. And so you might be disappointed if you're looking for something groundbreaking or something very new to the genre, although there are a lot of new things in terms of visuals, and it will definitely delight you, kind of like how Las Vegas lights are very delighting. So definitely it stays on brand because the scene is set on Las Vegas, in Las Vegas. So that's definitely something that that you might enjoy. So basically I give it 3 popcorns. So, all right. So worth watching if you're a zombie fan, but if you have other movie stuff in your list, then you can skip this one. World War Z is also available on Netflix. So if you haven't watched World War Z yet, you gotta watch it. So it is a classic film, classic zombie film. I think it ages very well, and it has something very unique to this movie in the zombie genre. It's basically how they were able to resolve the zombie issue. So that's something very surprising. And I think it's one of the things that I love about World War Z. And it's definitely worth watching. It's on Netflix. Okay, next up is Cargo. This is also available on Netflix. This is quite surprising because I don't think I was aware that it was a zombie movie that I was waiting for, but it's on Netflix. And it's a very, it's weird to say heartwarming for a zombies movie, but it is. The acting is great, the setting is great, and it's something that you just want to see through because you want the characters to win against all odds. And I don't want to spoil you anything, but it's just a good zombie film that's very centered to the characters, and the zombies are just kind of a backdrop, kind of like originally how The Walking Dead was packaged. So it's all about the drama between the characters, and the zombies are just kind of like background. All right, next up is Alive. So this is something, it's actually hashtag Alive. It's also available on Netflix, and it's a Korean film. So you should definitely watch it if you love Korean films. I think Koreans make great films. In 2020, they won Best Picture, 2020 or 2019, with Parasite, and they just make amazing movies, including zombie movie. And of course, they also have Kingdom, which I didn't include in this list. I can't believe I didn't include Kingdom. So, but you should definitely watch it, Alive and Kingdom. So Kingdom is a TV series, and Alive, I think, answers the question, how would the zombie apocalypse look like in present times, wherein we have social media, we have tons of gadgets, we have all sorts of drones. How are we going to use these objects to survive? So for me, that's kind of the question that it raises, and that's why it has a hashtag on the title. So definitely worth watching. And there's one scene there that I love because the characters are just badass. So yeah, definitely worth watching. And one last thing for the lightning round, Black Summer is a TV series, also on Netflix. It's definitely not worth watching. Oh, I kind of forgot the scoring for some of my stuff. All right, so let's go back. Cargo is a 4. And then World War Z is, I give it a 5/5 popcorn, because I think it's just great. The only thing that I didn't like about World War Zombie is like just how fast the zombies were. So that's the only complaint, but it's still great. But and Cargo is 4. Alive is also 4. Okay. Black Summer is 1. 1/5 popcorn. We actually watched the entire first season. I don't think it has a second season, but it, you know, you keep watching the next few episodes, just you feel like there's something new and something amazing that will happen into the characters and just the zombie genre in general. But yeah, it didn't bring that feeling, and it was very underwhelming in the last episode. So if you're going to looking for a TV series about zombies, then I would definitely skip Black Summer. So now we're going to talk about oldie but goodie zombie films. And okay, let's first discuss Shaun of the Dead, because this is, when I ask people, this is the most popular answer. And technically, Shaun of the Dead isn't even a horror film. Well, it's a comedy horror. It actually makes fun of the zombie genre, and it's a film that's just beautifully done. It's scary, plus it's funny. I think comedy and horror are two genres that are very hard to combine, and you need to be an incredibly great writer in order to pull it off. And so Shaun of the Dead is one of the great movies, and I think I would quote Carl, my husband, Shaun of the Dead, that's his favorite film, comedy and zombie done right. Boom. Mic drop. That's basically the best description of Shaun of the Dead. And okay, so I'm going to do a shout out as well to Cheeky. She says, I love zombie movies. My favorite of all time is World War Z. Yeah, so we already discussed that. Definitely a must watch in the zombie genre. And Joyly Army G. My family is a sucker for zombie movies. Scout's Guide to Zombie Apocalypse is a fun one. So this one I actually haven't watched, so I have to watch it and see. Maybe it's actually a comedy horror as well. I am not 100% sure. Okay, and I'm going to geek out a little bit as well in terms of the zombie genre. This is one of my favorite zombie films of all time. It's a Canadian film. It's called Pontypool. I think it's actually an indie film. You can tell that it's a low budget film, no blockbuster, but the story was done, was told really well. And I don't think, no, that's going to be a spoiler. This is a very, very unique zombie film. You can actually see from the poster, one of the most unusual and inventive horror movies of recent years. I forgot which year, but if you're a zombie fan, you have to watch this if you haven't watched it yet, because this is definitely kind of like the top zombie films of all time for the zombie fans. So if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it right away. And so this show is not complete without productivity of the week. And my productivity tip of the week is also from a zombie film. Tip is cardio. You gotta do cardio every day, at least for 10 minutes, because it actually helps with your productivity. I'm not sure if you can feel it, because for me, I can feel it. If I stopped exercising, I feel sluggish and I am more, there are tons of studies relating cardio and mental health. So, and I feel like there's a lot of connection between mental health and productivity. So if my mental health isn't so good, I'm feeling depressed or I'm feeling anxious, especially nowadays in the pandemic, you're always inside and it could be detrimental to your mental health because you're not having your usual social interaction, you're not getting enough sunlight. So all of those things can affect your mental health. And most of all, if you are not exercising, it also affects your mental health and it affects your productivity. So this tip is actually from, and I can't believe we didn't discuss it because I think it's not on Netflix, but Zombieland is also one of the best movies in the zombie genre. So that's kind of like the tip there. And the second tip that I like from that movie, which I think is kind of a productivity tip as well, is enjoy the little things. So it's a very important to enjoy the little things because, which is kind of an example, watching your favorite zombie film is something that you can enjoy. And one of the things that I notice as well for a lot of people, especially if you're a workaholic like me, during the weekend, you're not doing anything and you feel guilty because you feel like you have the need to work all the time. And I spent so many years kind of like understanding myself in that area. And then I had a very important realization that rest is part of work. So if you rest over the weekend, you will be able to work better in the coming week. So make sure that you are resting over the weekend. You know, it's okay to let go and like close the windows and get a popcorn, watch your favorite films, and don't think about work. It's very important for your productivity in the next week. So I hope that productivity tip of the week is something that you can use. Cardio, enjoy the little things, rest. Thank you so much for watching Productive Popcorn. This is Irene Chan signing off. Have a great weekend and happy binge watching.